episode number 269, Camaro Z28.com, new and improved.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason, and I have approved this message.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of year, too, and I think that's as much as we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Man, we got a jam-packed show today.
Oh, boy.
We got to get a lot taken care of before we fly out to Vegas for SEMA.
Oh, I don't even want to go.
Oh.
All right, well, let's just get into the guts of it.
Let's hit the ground running.
All right, Camaro Z28.com, new and improved.
Yeah, we just launched a new site.
Well, what a pile of work that was. I'm so glad that the guts of it is over. We still have plenty of tweaking to do. But if you haven't visited the site lately...
Especially the main page.
Yeah.
A lot of people just go to the board, but definitely check out the main page. I mean, some of the stuff we were hearing before was we didn't update it that much. It was kind of stale.
That's true. I mean, we admitted that ourselves. No question about it.
But the way that you redesigned it enables us to update it frequently and easily.
Yes.
And it looks awesome.
I'm glad. I hope... So far, reception has been pretty good. Like I said, we still have some little bit of tweaking here and there to do. So any constructive criticism instead of lame griping, which is what I've seen some people make that didn't even make sense. Thank you so much for that, by the way. Saying, no, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah, we can take the criticism
as long as
it's constructive.
That's right, as long as we can use it to make it better. But, so, the main page is different. The article system, the whole damn thing is different, okay?
From the ground up.
Yep. If you got an RSS reader that you use, if you're on the cutting edge of technology compared to a lot of people out there,
plug it in, stay updated with us.
We got a feed just like the rest of the message board.
Links to our Twitter page, our Facebook page, right there, bam, right on the main page.
Yep. And we try to keep it simple, just delivering the goods. You know, we got to pay the bills, so don't mind the ads. And if you see something that interests you, please, by all means, click it, but you don't have to.
Like that chick on the yellow Camaro on the main page?
I can't wait to see that car in SEMA because, despite what other people say, I like the wheels on it.
I don't.
I like the classic rally style. I don't know why. Maybe I got to see it in person and it'll suck. But so, and since we are going to be at SEMA, we're going to try to be updating the homepage a lot, as well as posts on the board. Every year that we go to SEMA, Chris, you and I, we take pictures and pipe them right into the board so you can kind of
automatically
live vicariously through us. While I might even take pictures of my big winnings at the 3-card poker table.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Because I can already tell I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a big wiener. I mean, winner.
Okay, let's move on to the message board.
Gotta move on to the message board.
That got updated as well.
Yes, it did. Latest and greatest version that we care to run.
Yeah.
It's stable. We like it. We're happy with it.
Aside from the aesthetics, which, are married to what the main page is as well.
That's right. Consistency is a key.
Yeah. There's a few other things, cool features that have been updated now.
Yeah. I think the one that we should probably get out of the way is the user profile system is a little bit different. You, as a user, which you are if you have an account on the board, have a profile page that people can visit. You can now control the amount of data that gets displayed to other people on your profile page. Privacy is a big deal. We take your privacy as a user and as a site visitor very, very seriously. We try to give you as much control as possible over the information that you give out. And this is just one more step in that direction. So please, by all means, visit your user control panel by clicking User CP in the top nav of the message board. It's in the upper left-hand corner area. And once you get into your user control panel, you will see a section that's called, I believe it's Profile Privacy.
See, mine's set to everyone. I think everybody's is set to everyone, right?
That's right. That's why I'm getting this out right now. That's right. Ding.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. I wanted to get that out of the way. So the cool part is that we had a garage system in place, and we've upgraded that to be very, very feature-rich. First of all, if you don't have a photo in your garage, sorry, it's not going to display. I mean, what's the point of having a garage without some kick-ass photos of your car? You can now search by modification,
yep,
by keyword for modification, exterior, interior, whatever. You can sort by the most popular, the most latest, latest updated or revised, latest added. Very, very cool. If you don't have a Camaro Z28.com garage, by all means, it's free. Get it now. You got room for, I don't know, two or three cars. And if you're a premium member, you got up to five, I think.
Nice.
We've always looked for the right way to allow people to show off their cars. This is by far the best we've found. It's very simple. It's very easy to use. If you have any technical problems with it, please let us know by giving out as much information as possible. We do have a site help and suggestions for them.
Yeah. Very easy to do.
What else we got for features? Is that's kind of the big part of it.
Yeah. There were some changes.
Minor tweaks here and there.
Minor tweaks here and there. Then, you know, we're still open to all sorts of other things.
Yeah. Constructive criticism is most certainly welcome, as well as nice job pats on the back.
Yeah.
We don't get those as much as we'd like to. Because you guys are so shy.
So let us know what you think.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we talk about SEMA. We're going to be there.
This coming week.
We got a meet and greet going on Thursday night. Very casual, not really scheduled or anything. We're just going to meet at the Luxor at the Aurora
Bar.
Bar.
Yep.
Over drinks. Come as you are. Leave when you gotta. It's going to run from about 9 to 11.
Okay.
On Thursday night. So, Chris, can you link it up the meeting notice?
Yeah,
show notes?
Definitely.
Wonderful. And that's it. We'll see you at SEMA and be watching for our uploads and photos and interviews and whatever we can come up with from there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some Camaro news.
Okay. Let's see here. 2012 rumor that there's going to be more power added to the Camaro. Where is this coming from?
I don't know, but I think it's interesting, and I think it sounds probable to me. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't think they're going to bump the power up a little bit just to kind of, you know?
It's bound to happen.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what I think.
The V6 got bumped up.
Well.
Even though, well, I don't know. I don't know if maybe just the calculations were changed to bump the power for 2011.
That's what people are concerned with, that the V8 horsepower is going to be the same as always. Just on paper, it's going to be different.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you?
I hope that they do some, you know, maybe do some cam changes or timing changes or even just ECM changes.
Yeah.
You know,
but I would say they could do some ECM changes and
blower
bump
on
it up 5 to 10 horsepower.
Yeah, just to throw it in Ford's face and say, hey, we can still do more.
Yeah.
Bitches. So we'll see what happens on that.
I've seen other people comment and saying that GM should come out with a track pack for the Camaro.
I agree.
But if you just go to the GM Performance Parts and you order the intake and the cold air and the exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that bumps it up some horsepower, right? 15?
Track pack is more hand suspension and handling, though.
Okay.
Which Petters can take care of, no question about it.
Yeah.
But I think that they want to turn
key. Cost.
Well, that's the thing. Everything's going to cost. Yeah. I mean, how much? I'll ask you the same question that was asked to me. How much are you willing to pay for a track pack?
Now, when you say track pack, is this drag racing or is this road racing?
I believe road racing.
Okay.
I may be
wrong.
I would
pay nothing because I don't road race.
I think that's what the track pack is, though.
Is it?
Is for handling more. Somebody, please call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I always inferred it. See, I never really, I'm not a big road racer either, so I didn't look too deep into it. Besides that, my Petter suspension is just stellar.
Yeah.
So I never considered it, but okay. Call in and tell us what's the definition of track pack and how much are you willing to pay for it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because if you put a sticker price for a track pack and it's, I don't know, a
couple grand.
Yeah. It would be just like going to the aftermarket and doing it yourself. So.
But people want a turnkey race car.
OEM system.
Yeah, right. I get that. I can understand that. So, track pack would be nice for the car.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Speaking of changes for the upcoming years, you know, the Synergy Green thing was kind of an interesting debate where you can now order Synergy Green on anything, but you can't get the Synergy Green interior accents.
The special edition.
Right. Well, according to our buddy Camaro Scotty, I guess Catskin Interiors, who's well known for aftermarket leather interior systems, is stating that Catskin will be offering a Synergy Green color for their aftermarket.
Oh, the stitching for the seats.
Well, I would guess they're going to try to replicate the special edition stitching as much as possible, but I wonder if they're not going to throw an additional element of their own style into it.
Probably.
I'm hoping so. I think it'd be kind of cool. I'm going to try to hunt down the Catskin folks. Chris, you and I, we're going to hunt them down and talk to them at SEMA. Yeah. So thanks to Camaro Scotty for the tip.
What else we got going on here?
Speaking of color, how about purple?
Oh.
Like that?
Yeah.
I see what you see what I did there.
Yeah, I know.
I never thought so much about an oil filter until our partner company post release submitted a video. Dude, you guys gotta see this video. I mean, it shows the process of how Royal Purple builds oil filters.
Yeah.
And how they design them and test them.
It makes me want to run out and buy one.
And we don't get any extra bonus for saying this. This is truly an interesting thing. I had no idea. I've been running K&N filters for the past couple of years, courtesy of our old friend Pat Gattafani's suggestion a while back. Yep. Been very happy with them. And I'll probably stick with that. But watching this Royal Purple video, this is pretty cool, man. It's just neat, you know. I mean, it's, I don't know, gosh, how long is that video, Chris?
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
And it shows the whole process in their manufacturing, how it goes down the line and how it's put together and, you know.
How they test it. Yeah. The burst test is pretty neat. It right down to, you know, painting it the purple color. It's really neat stuff. Chris, I know you're going to link this up in the show
notes. Absolutely.
But it got me thinking about something.
What's that?
I mean, if it shows the intricate and lengthy process it takes to make something as simple as an oil filter. People wonder why a car costs so much.
Yeah,
a whole damn car.
Because what does one of these things cost here?
About $14-15.
Yeah.
You know, probably, you know, you're paying for quite a bit of, you know, technology and strength. The thing is a tank. So definitely.
Well, it says here, Royal Purple uses a 100% synthetic microglass media in its extended life oil filter to remove particles down to 25 microns.
Yeah.
And in the video, they show us how they do the filtration of the oil. They have this machine, they've got the filter hooked up, and then they introduce, what is that, dust?
I don't know
all
what
that
some
dust
sort
into
of,
the oil?
It was like a big tank of oil, right? And they threw this dust in there.
And
they collected the dust from the filter.
Yeah. It
was amazing.
It was cool. It filtered almost 100% of it.
Yeah. And it was like super fine powder. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, like dandruff flakes or anything.
Yeah.
Or sawdust. I mean, it was like damn near air. Neat stuff. Watch the video, you guys. Tell us what you think of it. I'm glad the post-release released this because I never thought it was that, you know. Your oil filter is just as important as your oil.
Yeah. So I am definitely going to link this thread up in the show notes to go through here.
It's neat. I'm going to watch it again later on.
Yeah.
So that's that. All you 2011 Camaro owners and beyond.
Oh, you lucky, lucky, lucky bastards.
Yeah, all you 2010 owners just might as well just skip for the next couple minutes.
Yeah.
Chris, take it away.
If you have a smartphone, iPhone or Android-powered phone, this week GM released their OnStar MyLink app through the Apple iTunes Store and I think the Android Marketplace that allows you to control your OnStar features for your 2011 plus vehicle. Unfortunately, it does not work with 2010 vehicles. I tried.
Bastards.
I've got a 2010 Camaro and a 2010 Equinox.
Yeah, suck it, Chris.
But my wife has a 2011 Traverse. So we were able to hook it up and play with it. This is awesome, dude. Awesome. The main page, the screen comes up. And you get a kind of a brief overlook of your vehicle, including how much gas is in it and how many miles around the car. You swipe, and then you see how much air is in each tire. You can swipe again, and it gives a little kind of history of log of the vehicle. And then on the bottom, there's icons to remote start your car, unlock your car, flash your lights, honk your horn, and then it also keeps track of the date and time of when you use the app to do any of those features as well.
Wow.
Including
so you can start
links
your
right
car
to call
from
OnStar.
Anywhere.
From anywhere, yeah.
Wow.
So if you were in work and you park in a parking structure, you know, a ways away, and you just bring up the app, remote start your car.
Does it give you confirmation that it worked?
Yes.
It does? What kind of security systems are in place? Like, what if somebody...
It's the same thing that OnStar has. So in order to log into the app, you need your OnStar username and password. And then to use any of the features in the app, you actually have to use your PIN code that you have registered with OnStar as well. Just like as if you would pick up the phone and call an OnStar rep, you would need your OnStar username and then your PIN code.
So somebody can't sneak your phone out of your pocket and then start your car for you.
Right. Yeah. If someone stole my car or if someone stole my phone, they could start the app because I have it to automatically log in.
Uh-huh.
But anytime they tried to use the feature, it asks for your PIN code.
Okay. Cool. So nice. I wish I could get it for mine. Thanks, Fitz.
Well, when you get your Z28, I mean.
Let's move on.
This is cool.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know of any such Z28 or whatever they may be calling
it. It's crazy.
If it does indeed exist, yeah. Which it may not.
Well, happy Halloween to you.
Hey, happy Halloween to you.
It's Halloween, which
I'm
means...
not fat enough, apparently.
The Camaro lantern.
Yes.
Contest ends today.
Yeah, but we're not going to declare a winner until next week. But who are just tuning in, well, you're late to the party, but it's not too late.
Nope. Get your last minute submissions in. We've got some pretty cool ones in the gallery so far.
Yeah, the bottom line is that we get provided a template. You can use it or don't. Just make a Camaro-related pumpkin carving. And win what we got, top three that we're going to choose.
Right.
Win some kick-ass prizes, including a signed poster, a poster signed by the Camaro team and all the disciples from the last focus group. I only have one of these. I don't even get to keep one for myself.
That's a very cool prize.
There's one of three in existence or something like that.
Oh, man.
They get charity auctioned off for big bucks, but it can be yours. Get a kick-ass pumpkin in. And send Jason some chocolates.
There you go.
Yeah.
What else we got going on here?
We got some emails we got to talk about here. Speaking of contests, you know, we're running a car storage tip contest.
Yeah. The people have spoken.
Did we make it a rule that they had to call it or just send us their tips?
I thought that you just said send us your tips.
Ah, boy, they got lucky then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll start with the first one here, the first email that we got. At least, I don't know first, but just start from the start. Howdy, Chris and Jason. Outrun, a.k.a. Outcast, a.k.a. Outfield, a.k.a. Outhouse. help me out here.
Yeah, we got to premise this by saying, oops, we put her name in wrong on the podcast last week. But
yeah, what did we say? Her name is Outrun.
Outrun.
But you said we said Outcast.
What? No, yeah, it
last
was.
Week.
Yeah.
In last week's show. And then it's been a running joke ever since.
The one who sent us the Camaro Now magazine.
Right, which is very cool. Kind of like, you know, John Fitzpatrick and John Fitzgerald and John Fitzchallenger. And
Fitzy.
Old Fitzy. Outrun goes on to say, just want to share some tips on storing your car for the winter. What I do is clean the car inside out, wash, wax, vacuum, change the oil, top off the gas tank, and give the gas a shot of Stabil. I disconnect the battery, inflate the tires to around 40 PSI. Jason, I too use steel wool in the tailpipe. I'm just reading what the thing says. We're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. 10 points to whoever knows what movie that's from. The car is covered with a decent car cover while sitting on a tarp. I'm listening to your podcast last week. I will now tape the tarp to the car cover, so thanks for that tip. Have you guys considered this? She provides a link. I don't know where it goes because I haven't clicked it.
It's a car cover, I think.
Oh, cool. What are your thoughts on that? I didn't click the link. I'm kind of an ass. Keep up the great work of the podcast, guys. Happy Halloween. Outrun. I think her name is Christy. Chrissy?
No, Rachel.
Rachel.
Raquel?
Becky?
Read the freaking email, man.
R.D. Mercier. Mercier. Well, I'm just wrecking everything. It doesn't have her name on that. It just says Outrun.
It did.
Close enough. Outcast.
Okay.
All right, you got one?
I got one, too, here.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Oh, wrong people.
I have had the best luck with using dryer sheets in my car that I have stored over a long period of time. I place them in the trunk and on the floor and in the front and the back seats. An added bonus is that your car will smell nice depending on which scent your wife buys. I have been storing my Camaro for 10 years and have never had a problem with any rodents getting in it. I also use fuel stabilizer with a full tank of gas and have never had an issue with fuel as well. Have fun in Vegas, enjoy SEMA, and bring back some great ideas or cool new items for cars we love so much. Take care, Ed Kleehammer.
Oh, another one from Ed.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, dryer sheets. So, you're going to open your car in the spring, and it will literally smell springtime fresh.
There you go.
So, let's see here. We got two of them so far.
Yep.
Do we have any we have any voicemails?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, tell you what. Why don't we get to that right after this?
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we only got one voicemail this week. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. We got two more emails to go this, too.
Yep.
Hey, guys, Bayer. A couple things real quick. As far as the winter tips, I think I say this every year, is the carpet scraps for the tires, I guess they help. I used to do it down in New Mexico just because the car sat for a while. I guess it helps prevent or postpone flat spots in the tires. I'm not sure, but it also, I guess it kind of helps keep marking up your floor. Another thing, the chance of me making it out to SEMA this year are going to be slim. I took a week leave absence, got a couple of medical things I got to take care of, no big deal. But, I was home, I got to take the car out, and that's the only thing I have now, so I got stuck in the rain with the Camaro with the NT05s on it, and the NT05s really aren't bad in the rain. I'm not going to try it on the highway because it's asking for it, but other than that, it won't break loose unless you try to. And what else? One more thing. But, and the call-in voicemail, I think that's the second time that's ever happened during the show. I think once before, you've been listening to the podcast for a while, if you can remember how many times someone's called in during the show. But, all right, guys. Thanks. Later.
Awesome to hear from you again, Bear. Dude, I wish we could have met up with you in SEMA, man.
Yeah, it would have been
cool.
But,
hopefully you take care and, get whatever taken care of that you need to.
Yeah, that's definitely most important. And, if you're always, he's on the road,
yeah,
right, for a living. So you come through the Detroit area, man.
They'll definitely give us a holler.
Let us know. Anytime, we'll make the time for you, bud. So car storage tips. Carpet under the tires.
Yeah, carpet squares.
Those are pretty cheap. In fact, I think I've seen them. $2.50 at pet supply stores.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They must buy them from the...
Even the local car wash place here, Mr. C's,
sells
the carpet squares, too.
Yeah. Of course, they charge an outrageous amount, though.
Yeah, they do.
For everything. But I think I saw them at, Pet Supplies Plus.
Really?
For, $2.50, $3 a piece.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe I should pick some of those up. Those tires, man. I love those Nitto tires that I have, so yeah. I better take good care of them. Great car storage tip.
Bear's got a good memory, because he said one other person's called.
Oh, yeah. Was it him, though?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember that either.
We've been doing the show for 5 years or something like that.
You know, 269 episodes. I was going to say 500, but I was a little off. All right. We got to move on here.
Yep.
Got another one here. This comes from Mick, forum username RS Mick. Chris and Jason, listening to your podcast as I do every week about car storage. A couple of things I do are... I always plug the car into a trickle charger, a.k.a. battery tender, for the winter. I've been told a battery will last longer if it isn't allowed to lose its charge. The other thing I do is put it up on tire skates. Google them if you aren't familiar with them. It gets the tires off the cement garage floor, and it allows me to rotate the car 90 degrees so I can store it against the back wall of my garage, in front of where I park our daily drivers. I've done these two things as part of storing our 20-year-old Miata, and I'll do the same when I get my 2011 Camaro convertible next year. Mick, thank you for that one.
Interesting. Car skates, huh?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to move your car around.
I know. Especially when I don't have a very big garage.
Yeah.
I think they're expensive, though.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're a couple hundred bucks a set. I'm kind of ballparking it. I'm not 100% sure. But then again, the versatility is awesome. I got to tell you, jockeying a Miata around is different than jockeying a fifth-gen Camaro around.
Yeah, I'll say.
But anyway, no, still definitely a good tip. God, I got to get my garage floor fixed. It's uneven. And then I get some tire skates. Maybe we'll look those guys up at SEMA, too.
There you go.
Yeah. All right,
put
what
it on
you
the
got?
List.
You got one?
Yep.
All right.
Here we go. Hey, Chris and Jason. I do work for the post office, and here is proof. A priority package of stuff for Chevy dealers and how to make a profit at dealerships. Okay.
So he's seen some Chevy stuff come through the mail system.
He's seen stuff coming through the mail. Did you see my thumb on the package? He held it up with a thumb. He sent us some pictures here, too.
Oh, that's his thumb. We can tell.
I want to send you guys some post office hats. The mail is falling all over the place. Arg. Dave the Postal Guy from Cincinnati, Ohio. P.S.
Oh, no.
How about one live call on the hotline a month during the show?
We were actually trying to figure out a way to do it so we could just take calls live and right. only during the show.
But then our buddy Ed Kleehammer told us that if we did, it would turn into a drama of Dear Abby.
Well, our show would also be like an hour and a half long, too.
Yeah. I told him he'd have to be our call screener.
I don't know. I mean, think about that. That's how, you know, a lot of full-time dudes do it. Man, I could do this full-time. Yeah. I could run my mouth and make money off it. I dig it.
Oh, maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. We're playing with some stuff.
Yeah, we'd like to, definitely. So Dave the Postal Guy.
It was funny. He sent some pictures, too.
So he's going to send us some USPS Yukon-style hats, you know?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Made out of beaver.
He says they're big and fluffy or
furry. Let me see that
picture
of him. Hold on there a second. Here. Yeah, Dave. You're certifiably crazy. I mean, I thought you were just goofy. No, you know, you're freaking nuts, dude. So you send us the hats. We'll wear them. We'll take a picture
and send them to you.
In front of the mics with our headphones over the hats.
Well, we wouldn't be able to hear.
Well, we're not going to do the show that way. Oh. We'll be screaming. Well, I scream enough.
Hey!
Come on, Z28.com podcast! All right, is that it for our voicemails slash emails?
All the emails we had, four.
Wow.
An email.
So we got some good car storage tips.
Yeah, we sure did.
We're going to let this contest run until November 13th.
That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. So call in. We prefer a call, but you can always email like the other folks have.
Yep.
Get your contest in. What's the grand prize? I don't know if I got a grand prize. We're going to pick the ones that we like. And I know I do have one CamaroZ28.com
right.
Diecast Series 1 car available.
Diecast, yeah.
Yeah. Like unearthed from the archives.
Ooh.
You know?
Blow the dust off of it.
Yeah. And then put steel wool in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
In fact, as far as CamaroZ28.com Diecast Series 4, I'm actually meeting with the Greenlight team as soon as I get off the plane in Vegas, pretty much.
Nice.
So we'll see where things are going. I think they're pretty busy, so I'm hoping to have an update for that soon. I can't wait to release it.
Okay.
Oh, what's next here? What do we got?
I think we need to have a moment of silence. Today marks the official end of Pontiac in the GM lineup.
The last day Pontiac will be under the General Motors umbrella.
Yep.
As ownership.
October 31st, 2010. Starting tomorrow. That's it. They're gone.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I mean, Pontiac had a great run. They had... I still miss Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see
an old
Cutlass on the road once in a great while. I'm thinking, damn, that was the day. So, anyway... To all the folks who worked on Pontiac, thank you very much. But in good news, Thunder Racing is celebrating their 15-year anniversary.
Yeah, we pretty much grew up together with Thunder Racing.
Yeah,
met on the F-Body listserv all the good guys that go way back then. If you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we pretty much grew up together. So, happy 15th anniversary to you. We're doing ours next year.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So, and we thank Thunder Racing for 15 years of not only supporting the F-Body community, but also supporting CamaroZ28.com as a community. Just very much appreciated.
They're one of the original good guys.
Yep, absolutely. Angie always takes care of everybody. Angie and the rest of her crew, I should say. Yeah. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I guess one last shot I can throw in.
What's that?
In the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum, there's talk of this is non-General Motors, so a Dodge Durango RT
version.
Well, last weekend, I think it was last weekend or the weekend before, I actually
saw weekend.
One. I actually saw one on the road, and it had an all-wheel drive badge and the RT badge on it, and it looked pretty good.
And it wasn't covered either.
Nope. It was 100% just driving down
cruising
the highway.
Down I-75.
Yep. I got to tell you, I was not a fan of the previous generation Durangos. This is a good-looking vehicle with a V8 and all-wheel drive. I hate to say it, but it'd make an awesome replacement for my Trailblazer SS.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because that's what I want. I want a SUV for my family. you know, for towing snowmobiles, all-wheel drive for towing snowmobiles, and of course, kick-ass stoplight launches, and V8 because that's what I like. I hope that Chevrolet can step up, or somebody can step up on the GM side and build something similar. I got understandings why they don't, or can't, or won't. But, dude, so I actually got pictures of this. I don't...
And you posted it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I will. But the thing that that's weird is that, you know, Chris, you and I, we run this site out of our pockets pretty much. We we use advertising to cover our bills, and that's it. So we don't have big bucks for spy pictures. So of all the spy pictures I can manage to get, it's of a Dodge Durango.
Yeah. Yourself on the highway.
Yeah, with my iPhone. So
excuse me.
Smoke up, Johnny. Yeah. So I'll post those in the automotive news section. I don't know if they've already been released before. I didn't really look around because I'm you know. It looks good. Chevrolet, step up, man. Step up and make something happen.
Step it up.
Step it up. And I guess that's it. I guess I got to go pack for SEMA.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Can't wait.
Gambling and hookers and, oh, yeah, and cars, too.
And nice weather.
Yeah, Fitz is going to try to swing by for our meet and greet.
Nice.
Old Fitzy.
Probably Fitz, hopefully going to see at the GM event tomorrow night.
Yeah.
The win. So.
What time are you getting in?
I'll be in, probably in and checked in probably by noon.
Cool. I'm not getting in until Tuesday because I have a large project I'm working on for work that everybody will see on the
soon?
Scheduled to be end of this week.
Okay.
I don't see any reason why it's not. I will say it's...
Well, you're in SEMA?
Yeah, well, I'm in SEMA.
Okay.
So I've got my backup people working on it just to cover me. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't really think I'm sure it's not a big deal, but it'll just be cool, and it'll be fun. If you like Chevrolet, this will be a fun project for everybody to check out, and I just kind of leave it at that. I wish I could say more. I will next week. So until next week, I'm done talking.
Okay. Don't forget to fill out our survey. Every week we do our survey in the podcast. If you haven't, and no private information is taken, just your how you feel about the podcast, what you like, what you don't like. It helps us do our jobs right, and... all that cool stuff.
Doesn't even collect your name.
If you're on Twitter, make sure you're following us on Twitter at CamaroZ28.com. And we also have a Facebook fan page, too, at CamaroZ28.com as well. So
nice.
Some other avenues there.
Let's get out of here. Let's go play some slots.
Let's do it.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
So you want that moment of silence?
Yeah, we already did.
Let's have another one.
Oh, God.
You know I couldn't avoid that. We'll cut that out.
Okay, Chuck.